This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. When you go to the doctor, you often sit together as the doctor takes a history, asking all sorts of questions about your condition and your use of medications. Well, these discussions might change as your doctors gain access to remote home monitoring data. A growing number of primary care doctors are using home monitoring devices to track all sorts of biologic parameters, things like sugar and weight and blood pressure, but also for people's behaviors like exercise and smoking and eating. Until recently, this type of data monitoring was quite limited and focused on those with difficult-to-manage diabetes. But monitoring has increased for a variety of conditions. A study in the journal Health Affairs shows that doctors' billing for monitoring remote patient data has increased fourfold since 2020. And Apple just added medication tracking to its iPhone Health app. The device tracks how well you follow instructions and take your medicines. It's sort of like having your doctor follow you around all day and watch to see if you take your medicines, your birth control pills, your blood thinners, or your antibiotics. Now, some doctors argue that this is the future of healthcare. These devices, they say, will help doctors better manage chronic diseases like diabetes and detect complications earlier, particularly for people who have difficulty getting to the doctor's office or the laboratory for testing. But others, including me, find the approach intrusive and a bit creepy. I wonder who will have access to that health data and what it can be used for. Could your insurance company, for example, use it to prove that you're not exercising to lose weight or not taking your medications properly, so therefore you don't need additional care? Home device monitoring could be worth it if it improves outcomes, but little data currently exists to show that this type of home monitoring improves health outcomes. And what data does exist shows that people don't live any longer, they don't feel any better, and they have no fewer hospitalizations. So you might guess that doctors are more likely to prescribe home monitoring for those people who are sicker or have difficult-to-control conditions. Well, not so. Research shows that doctors who like to monitor people seem to monitor lots of their patients, regardless of the seriousness of their illness. Those with difficult-to-control diabetes were not more likely to be monitored than those with simple, uncomplicated diabetes. And the study estimated that doctors billed about $700 per person per year. So for a doctor with an average practice, that adds up to about $150,000 of extra income each year. You know, the history of medicine is filled with examples of technologies and medicines and surgeries that promised great advances but failed miserably. There are birth control devices, theranosis, finger prick blood testing, cardiac devices, bone cement, and much more. With technology, the lesson we should have learned is that often it is better to go slowly and insist on evidence of effectiveness. And until we have research showing that home monitoring makes a difference in certain groups of people, insurance companies should stop paying for it, and we should proceed very carefully. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.